We welcome you inside the film room again here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, last year in free agency, the Eagles went and got a quarterback, a backup quarterback in Mark Sanchez. Worked out pretty well for them. If they go there again this season, there are a few options. And a player who is similar in that he's a former first-round pick, but dissimilar in that he doesn't have the extensive starting experience that Sanchez did coming off the Jets. Jake Locker, who has had so many injury problems that he's only started 23 games in four seasons after being a first-round
pick.
Which
is really remarkable when you say that. 23 games, not many starts at all. And Locker is sort of, you know, everybody fell in love when he came out with his arm and his movement. And there's a lot to like when you look at those two things. But Jake Locker's never really been able to be a consistent pocket quarterback in this league, and that's why he's reached free agency. That's why the Tennessee Titans were in the situation they were in looking for a quarterback, because not only the durability issue, which is always an issue you face with quarterbacks that move around a lot, and also the fact that he just was not consistent enough throwing the ball from the pocket, and that's where it starts in the NFL.
And no one's pretending that Jake Locker is a savior or anything like that. And as you've said, a quarterback is not going to hit the open market if he's a great, great quarterback. But in terms of a guy like Locker, could he be a fit in the right system? Say, for instance, with the Eagles, would his mobility bring a little something extra to the table?
I'm constantly reminded of Chip Kelly's press conferences talking about clean yards. We've all heard him use that phrase many times, and by that he means the yards you get with the read option where the quarterback is not defended. And, you know, sometimes we saw Nick Foles run for 4 yards on 3rd and 3. That's a first down. A guy like Jake Locker, a better athlete, he can get more than 4 yards on 3rd and 3. So, yes, that style of player may fit.
All right, Greg, we move on from Locker now to Brian Hoyer, a player who had his success sort of starting with Cleveland this season, hasn't had too many starts in his career. He sort of needs complementary players around him. He's not a guy who's going to win you games on his own, but he's serviceable.
No, and I think with a guy like Brian Hoyer, as so many of the quarterbacks that we're really talking about that hit the free agent market, they're quarterbacks that need a run game. They need to be protected. They need weapons on the outside. They need the offense to work for them. They don't make the offense work by themselves. And obviously, Hoyer hit a tough stretch late in the season, but this was a Cleveland Brown team that was lacking all the things we just spoke about. And I think Brian Hoyer can be a starter in this league. Obviously, we're not talking about a high-level starter. But if you're looking for a quarterback that you can put in for a year, maybe even two, depending on how things go with your organization, and you have the other parts, which includes a good defense, then I think he can be an effective starting quarterback.
All right, well, if you're looking for traits over production, sort of, and the thing you want is an arm talent, Ryan Mallett could be your guy. Of course, only two starts in his career, got hurt, had to go on injured reserve, but he has as big an arm as you'll see in the league.
Yeah, I was really disappointed when he got hurt. I was anxious to see him get a chance to play. It would have been, what, 6 or 7 games to finish the season, give or take. He's a guy with a very strong arm. I would have really liked to have seen if he had shown the ability to make different kinds of throws. Sometimes those strong arm guys can't really take enough off the ball and throw with the needed touch. I think Mallett does have that problem at times, but he's a big kid, as you can see. He's got better movement than you think. He can drive the ball. The other thing I would be really anxious to see with him, and I think teams have to decide this with Mallett, is his accuracy, his ball placement. Can he make precise throws? There's a lot of moving parts to his throwing motion, a little bit of an elongated motion. I've learned over the years it's very difficult to change guys' motions, Bo. So this is the way he throws. So I would really need to see more, and we didn't get that chance.
All right, if you want to caution against taking quarterbacks, reaching on quarterbacks in the first round, this is a good example. We had Locker
at 8,
former 8th overall pick, now hitting the market, as is the man taking 4 picks after him, Christian Ponder, 12th overall. Took them to the playoffs 1 year, of course, alongside Adrian Peterson, but he's not so great.
Well, you know what? One of the things we constantly talk about with quarterbacks is, and in the name of full disclosure, Bill Polian gave me this term, and it's a great term, slow eyes. And I think Christian Ponder has slow eyes. And it's really hard to play quarterback in this league with slow eyes. I can't tell you how many times in the couple of years he started where there was a beautifully designed play. They got the defense they want. Let's say a post-cross combination against single high. Exactly the route combination that works against a single high safety. And Ponder just did not see it, or he saw it late. And I think that it's really hard to play when you don't see it quickly enough, when you can't isolate what you need to isolate quickly enough. And I think that that's been a big issue for Christian Ponder. I'm not sure you can really overcome that. So he's probably not a starting quarterback in this
league. On the plus side, though, he does have that sort of athleticism to be able to move around a little
bit. And you know what? When you put a guy in as a backup, if he has to play two or three games, very often that mobility can be an effective element to an offense. But the more you play, the more that gets taken away, and then you have to make throws.
All right, finally, our last quarterback, a quarterback who was semi-successful as a backup this season in Washington, Colt McCoy, former third-round pick. He is a good anticipation thrower, doesn't have a great arm, but he does sort of understand the route concept.
Yeah, and I think McCoy is a perfect example of a guy that really kind of knows how to play quarterback, but he's just very small in stature with his body. Which would not hold up, I don't think, over 16 games. And he doesn't have a real good arm. So when you look at those two things, it's hard to envision him as a true NFL starter, as your starter for 16 games. But I think Colt McCoy's one of those guys that has a good feel for how to play quarterback.
All right, well, that'll do it for the quarterback set to hit the open market for Greg Cosell. I'm Bo Wolf. We will see you next time inside the film room.